Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we are continuing to focus on one of the most misunderstood issues in youth hockey today. We're talking about the rule change proposal to move the age of legal body checking in youth hockey to the bantam level. To help USA Hockey players, coaches, parents, and administrators understand this important proposal, we are breaking down the various elements of the rule, looking at everything from how the idea came about, to the scientific facts behind it, to how it will be implemented, taught, and officiated to the start of next season. We are joined once again by Kevin McLaughlin, Senior Director of Hockey Development for USA Hockey. In addition to working for USA Hockey for the past 14 years, Kevin has more than 40 years of experience as a player, coach, and administrator. He is also a hockey dad and is the Pee Wee Division Coordinator for his local youth hockey program. Thanks for returning to the podcast today.
Great, Harry. Thanks again for having me.
Great. Well, one of the things we've noticed from some of the comments that we've received from the USA Hockey Magazine Facebook page is the amount of misinformation that seems to circulate around the hockey world regarding this proposal. So we made a list of just a few of the comments that we've heard and wanted to get your response to some of them. The first one is the biggest comment we hear is that delaying the start of the checking until the bantam age level would actually increase the number of injuries because kids are bigger, faster, and stronger. At the same time, we also hear from people who think that teaching checking in the mites and squirt level would actually result in fewer injuries. What are some of your thoughts on those two different opinions?
Well, Harry, this is one of the things that excites me most about the podcast opportunity and the information we've posted at the USA Hockey website. It's try to debunk these myths and present people with actual facts. There's a lot of people that make comments that they think or that they believe. What we've tried to do is substantiate these things with actual facts and research and data that we've collected over the last 2 years. One of the things about moving it to bantam, some people say that it would actually increase injuries. But we know that we're not going to stop training these hockey players. We're going to improve their skating. We're going to improve their overall skills, their ability to angle, their understanding on how to give a check and receive a check for those 2 years of peewees so that they're actually better prepared. They've physically developed two more years so that they can protect themselves as well as initiate a check properly. In addition to that, their cognitive skills and their cognitive ability, their brains have evolved and developed. Now they're more mature, they're older, they know right from wrong, their ability to anticipate has increased over those 2 years. They didn't sit dormant in a box in a dark room for 2 years, not developing cognitive and physical skills. So in actuality, there's a significant research that's been accepted by medical community on hockey players in Quebec at Bantam when they introduced checking, and compared that with leagues out west in Western Canada, and the kids in Quebec do not suffer any more increased injuries than those actually that have been body checking at younger ages.
Well, how about this? How about the second part of that? Some people think that teaching it at the youngest levels, where kids are maybe a little bit lighter, more pliable or flexible, would be a safer thing.
We would disagree with that because we've also studied research that shows that it's not safer for kids at that age, and in fact, their brains are less developed, and if they are concussed or injured, that they're susceptible to greater injury and greater long-term injury. So cognitively, they're less developed and susceptible to longer brain damage and brain injury. But also physically, they don't possess the skills, the skating skills and the understanding on how to properly give and receive a check. So we want to take those extra years, train them just like training somebody to drive a car, take advantage of that, increase their overall hockey skills to prepare them and teach them how to properly body check.
Thanks. Some people, some critics out there like to say that doing this rule change, it would make the game more wimpish by delaying the start of checking. And then they say that checking is as integral a skill in the sport of hockey as skating and stick handling. What are some of your thoughts on that?
I would agree totally that checking is definitely an integral skill. It's one of the most difficult skills for players, elite players included. It probably takes longer to perfect body checking. It takes more foundational skills to be a qualified body checker or be able to protect yourself and anticipate being hit. What people need to understand is we're not going to make it no touch hockey. There will be more contact in a peewee game. Kids will get confidence. Kids will be able to battle. Kids will be able to bump into each other, compete for pucks, want to hold on to pucks without the fear of being blown up and intimidated, however, for those two more years of peewee.
Well, great. Thanks. Some of the other comments we've heard regarding officials and will they be able to call the game correctly at the peewee level? What are some of your thoughts on that?
I think they will. I mean, they're already refereeing mites and squirt hockey. So squirt hockey is no check also. All of girls women's hockey is no check. In fact, the national team women's program is no check hockey, and most of our adult hockey is no check. So the officiating program already has training programs in place to teach those referees that check no or that referee no check hockey, and the officiating program is fully prepared with materials to train those officials. But it's no different than reffing squirt hockey. Bigger, stronger kids, they're allowed to bump, they're allowed to compete for pucks, but they're just not allowed that overt attempt to intimidate or blow a kid up.
Great. Others wonder if coaches will take the time to work on these checking skills in practice if they're not going to be allowed in a game.
Well, I think I would sure hope that they would, because it will help them. It will help them on their game on Saturday and Sunday anyway. The foundational skills, agility, balance, coordination, skating, angling, those all that build to full body checking. Those will help their players win puck battles in games, stick-on-stick defending, leaning on guys, strong bottom hand on your stick, strong balance on your skates, angling, taking ice away from players. Those are all things that will help them win for their 2 years of non-check peewee that are building on those that progression to full-body checking in Bantams.
Great. Some of the followers on the USA Hockey Magazine Facebook page have said that we should follow the same rules as Hockey Canada. Now, you referenced this earlier. Don't different provinces in Canada have different rules regarding the introduction to legal body checking at various ages of youth hockey?
Yeah, I chuckle when I hear that, because that obviously proves that the people that make that statement haven't actually done their research, and they have an opinion, but they don't have the facts straight. The provinces across Canada do have differing points at which they introduce full body checking. Quebec is the latest, and Alberta, I believe, is the youngest. The funny thing is Dr. Mark Aubrey, the chief medical officer for Hockey Canada and the International Ice Hockey Federation, recommends exactly what we're proposing to introduce it at 13. Brendan Shanahan at the World Hockey Summit in Toronto back in August, he recommended this. He actually grew up in Ontario and played with no-check hockey in Ontario until through peewees. He and Brian Marchment. I recently read that Steve Yzerman played peewees with non-check hockey. I know when I was a hockey director in Seattle, Vancouver, and the Pacific Coast League at that point had no-check in peewees. So I'm not sure what people are talking about when they want us to follow Canada's recommendation. And it should be known that the Hockey Canada's coaching education program wrote a paper on this several years ago with the recommendation that full body checking not be introduced until Bantams at 13 years old. So while I do respect what Hockey Canada does in the provinces across Canada, I think those of us at USA Hockey, we have our own job to do, and we're trying to be the best, protect our players and develop the best players that we possibly can.
Great answer. And we're going to wrap this up with our favorite comment that we've read and heard, and that is that this rule change proposal is nothing more than a money grab by USA Hockey, and that we're only interested in keeping kids in the game longer so that we can make more money.
Well, another great myth and general misunderstanding, I guess, is the Player Development Committee that originally investigated this issue and made this proposal to our board of directors never considered the money issue at all. USA Hockey has made it a big initiative in partnership with the NHL to recruit more players, retain more players, keep kids in the game, and make our game more attractive to the masses in the United States, make it more of a mainstream sport. I don't think it's a bad idea to keep kids in the game. I think it helps rinks become more solvent and productive, and maybe even encourage more people to build rinks. But with more kids staying in the game, I think you're going to see more teams for everybody to play against. You're going to have more elite players competing for against each other. And in the end, more elite players playing and competing for our Olympic teams, which is a goal of USA Hockey, is to be more competitive on the world stage.
Great. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot again for taking the time to join us today. And we hope you'll stay tuned for the next episode when we have a special guest who will share some of his thoughts on the checking at the Pee Wee level. Thanks again for listening. And for more information, go to usahockey.com and click on the body checking link.